Ako, Presidente ninyo, you trusted me, you voted for me, so that I would be the last person, ako yung pinakahuling taong manluko sa inyo. At pwede ninyo kung hindi na ako presidente, patayin ninyo ako kung ako'y nagkamali o nagsisinungaling.
The president made the statement amid the Senate's investigation on the deficiencies in the COVID-19 related expenses of Department of Health as cited by the Commission on Audit. In his pre-recorded public address last night, August 26, Duterte assured the people that he would not betray them. According to Duterte, his weekly public address are aimed at keeping the public posted about how their taxes were being spent. This was the third time in 7 days that President Duterte talked about government spending. His remarks came after COA cited in its report deficiencies in some government agencies. The majority of the arriving vaccines in the fourth quarter of the year will be allocated in other Luzon provinces, Vaccine SAR Secretary Carlito Galvez Jr. revealed Thursday night, August 26. Galvez said the highest vaccine allocation in the fourth quarter will go to Calabarzon and Central Luzon. Calabarzon, which has vaccinated 2.94 million residents out of 11.45 million population, will receive 17.48 million doses in the final quarter. Meanwhile, Central Luzon, which has inoculated 1.92 million residents out of 8.76 million population, will be given 14.04 million doses. Also prioritized are Western Visayas, Eastern Visayas, Ilocos Region 1, Soxhargen, Davao Region 11, and Zamboanga Peninsula. The country may shift to granular instead of wide-scale lockdowns by September in the continuing efforts to slow down the transmission of the COVID-19, according to the Department of Interior and Local Government Secretary Eduardo Anyo. But Anyo clarified that the plans has yet to be approved by President Duterte. In an online interview, Anyo stated that they were trying to avoid the enforcement of lockdowns in large areas as the government tries to adjust its policies. Anyo said granular lockdowns are imposed in specific streets, villages, buildings, alleys, and similar areas with high numbers of COVID-19 cases, with such restrictions being left to the discretion of the local government units.
Islamic State suicide bombers attacked crowds of people gathered Thursday outside Kabul airport hoping to flee Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, killing dozens including 13 US troops, as President Joe Biden vowed to hunt down those responsible. Unconfirmed reports put the explosion at the airport's main Abbey Gate, where thousands of people have gathered over the past 12 days, hoping to be evacuated after the Taliban seized power. US and allied officials have said they had intelligence that suicide bombers tied to the Afghan arm of the Islamic State group, the Islamic State Khorasan, were threatening to attack the airport ahead of Washington's August 31 deadline to finalize the evacuation. Several days after signing off from YouTube, properties of celebrity couple Camille Trinidad and Jayza Manabat are up for sale. A Facebook user posted the announcement and even offered a commission to whoever can help in selling the property. Earlier, the same Facebook user is also selling compact and mid-sized car, which has the same details as that of Jamil's. Online users assume that this is due to the Bureau of Internal Revenue's recent statement that there's this couple who reportedly raked in multi-million pesos from video blogging or vlogging, abruptly deleted their social media channel in what the BIR officials believe to be an attempt to avoid paying taxes. Representative Ismael Toto Mangudadatu apologized to the family of beauty queen Sharifa Akil for hiding their relationship for quite some time as he cleared rumors that she was a mistress. In a video uploaded by Sharifa on Facebook, Mangudadatu said that he is sorry for hiding their relationship to her family and that he hopes that this will finally clear up questions people have about their relationship. He added that they just waited for the right time. Sharifa also revealed in the video that she really wanted to join Miss Universe Philippines, but she said that she has no regrets for getting married instead. She also said that, "Right now, I am wearing the greatest and most special crown of all, to be Mrs. Sharifa Akil Mangudadatu." Filipino wheelchair racer Gerald Mangliwan advanced to the medal round of the men's 400 meters T52 event on Friday in the Tokyo Paralympics. Mangliwan finished 7th in the morning heats by clocking 1 minute and 3.41 seconds. The medal round is scheduled tonight at around 7 p.m. Meanwhile, para-swimmer Ernie Gawilan missed his chance to make it to the finals of the men's 200-meter individual medley SM7 but is still scheduled to compete in the men's 400-meter freestyle S7 on Sunday and men's 100-meter backstroke S7 on Monday.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.